Blog Talk Radio.
Station, and I'm Aphrodite North. My delightful friend and partner Jacqueline could not be with us this evening because she's doing a major special event, and we're wishing her her best and blessings this evening. Right now, the rumor out there is that, oh boy, Mercury is now stationed direct. Yes, but don't get too confident just yet. Mercury stationed direct a little bit after midnight last night, but it's still in shadow until the 3rd of September. And we still have five planetary energies that are still retrograde. And what we're doing is we're experiencing a chapter experience. You have to remember in your chart, the planet is the verb. The sign it's in is the costume it's wearing. But the house it's moving through is the stage where the action takes place, like Shakespeare. So because of that, it's affecting every person just a little bit differently. And so just to let you know that we're in a situation, first chapter right now, we're going to go through another 3 weeks of every day with Mercury. It's going to get better, just so you know that. But take your time, ease through, still be a little cautious, okay? The other thing that's going to be happening is Mars, which was right now retrograde. It wasn't Aquarius, it's retrograded back into Capricorn, where it's exalted, and it's going to station direct on the 27th of August, the day after our next full moon. So that's another chapter that's going to start to open up for us again. And Saturn, the great teacher, is retrograde in Capricorn, and it goes direct on September 6th. And so that's another chapter we're going through. So some of the things that we've been feeling that we're kind of stuck, those doors are going to open one at a time. And I think in a way that's really great because we're not going to go through overwhelm, okay? We're going to be able to navigate through different areas of our life in a way that we have not been able to make a lot of progress. Now, Mercury's been retrograde in Leo, which rules the heart. And now that it's moved forward, now it's the time for us to realize that we do want to put our heart into our work. Before, we felt like we were putting our heart into our work and we weren't making a lot of progress or our relationships. But now that it's starting to move direct, we're going to start to realize what we did right and how we need to conduct ourselves as we move forward and not to give up our heartfelt desires in any aspect of our life. And that's pretty much where that's going. So I'm sorry I'm going to miss Jacqueline tonight because she's so spectacular to work with. And it's always nice to have two people kind of play off each other, especially when you're doing radio. But I'm just going to do the best I can to serve everyone tonight. I hope you've been enjoying your weekend. Right now we have thunder boomers coming in and out of Roanoke. So I'm hoping that I can maintain the signal and do the show. We've had times where that did not occur. But we're just going to go for it and do the very best we can. So I'm ready to take the first caller. Area code 347, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. This is Tamika.
Tamika, how are you?
I'm okay. I've been going through a lot because, my birthday is September 3rd, 1978. My moon and sun are Virgo.
Slow down, honey. I'm here by myself. Hold on. Let me tell you, your birthday is September 3rd, 78, 7:30 a.m., Kingston, Jamaica, right?
Mm-hmm.
And where do you live now?
And in Long Island, New York.
Okay. Thank you. All right, great. And so what is going on with you? What is your question for this evening?
I've been just very, very lonely and just not having a good time in life this whole year. And recently, my first ever came back. His birthday is 12/3/77, and he was the person I, you know, he was my first in high school. We met when we were 14. We fell in love when I was 17, and he was my first. He was one of the best boyfriends I ever had, and the relationship started a little too fast for me when I was that young, so I left him. But recently, he came back in June, and he has three girls now. He lives in Florida, and I always wanted to move to Florida because I'm just, something about New York has been very depressed in the past couple of years. I just really want to go so bad, and I always felt like I should move to Florida. But he lives in Florida. He happens to live there, and he told me I was the one that got away, and he always never forgot about me, and I never forgot about him. So I went to see him three times this summer in Florida, and we were trying to make it work, and I was happy to see him and everything, but for some reason we kept fighting. So he just seems to have a temper problem now. We kept clashing, and it was just getting to the point where I couldn't be around it anymore. I couldn't tolerate him because I felt such a temper problem. It was hurting me. And the last argument we had happened like 2 weeks ago, and I ended up blocking him. And I unblocked him. We haven't talked. He hasn't tried to contact me. But that argument was so bad. He had like mistakenly told me to shut up during an argument, and I was just like, oh, no, I'm done. So now we haven't talked. It doesn't look like we're going to talk again. And I'm kind of heartbroken about it because I keep thinking about him because, you know, back then I never forgot about him either. And you would think this sounds like a fairy tale that, you know, your first comes back from high school and, you know, you guys are single and you guys never forgot each other. You would think it would work out. But we kept clashing. So now I'm just alone again. I'm kind of heartbroken. And I keep thinking about him and just overall just I just really want love and to move so bad and to have children and everything, but I just feel really low. I don't know what's going on with me, what that meant that he came back or anything. His name is Mark.
Okay. Well, first thing I want to tell you is with all the plans we've had retrograde, for us to go back to the past and revisit that person is totally appropriate. However, people grow and change because of life's experiences, and their charts also progress. Okay? Now, you are actually a triple Virgo, where you live right now, okay? And Virgo is ruled by Mercury. Now, Mercury's been retrograde, okay, for the last 3 weeks. And so because of that, your Mercury being in Leo, which is where Mercury retrograded this time, that is why you're going through this mixture of feelings, my dear. You're totally cosmically correct, okay? But everything in your chart indicates to me that you want to find love, and you want to find love that's going to last, and you want to have a peaceable relationship. I don't think you living in a relationship with a lot of conflict is going to work for you at all, okay? And you didn't do anything wrong trying to readdress the love that you felt for this person. But at this point in time, even though at the beginning it was absolutely beautiful and marvelous, and of course the past tends to cast its rosy glow over old relationships too, by the way. So now you have to deal with it in the real sense, and that's what you're trying to do. Do I think New York is the ideal place for you? No. Do I think you could move somewhere else? You could probably be a lot happier? Yes. Do I think that he is the key to unlock the golden door? No. I think you already had the key to unlock the golden door. You have to decide where you want to be. If you've been unhappy for a couple of years now, it is time for you to create a change. And not necessarily because of a relationship, but because of you. Okay? You know, in New York, all of your major planets are in the 12th house. You're kind of hidden, okay? And I'd like to see at least one of those planets get out of that 12th house and get into the first, wherever you decide to move, to be honest with you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what do you do for work?
Right now I'm just doing clerical. The office I work at is pretty chaotic. It's clerical for a medical practice with a bunch of different specialists, doctor specialists. But, I mean, it's not a job that I like or anything like that either. You know, it's just something that is okay money. But that's my problem, too. I don't have a car. I worry that if I was to just jump and move, even with no car, how would, like, I survive someplace far away from any family or anything. But even though Florida's always seems to have been calling my name, I don't know why. Like, I have those fears. Like, how will I survive, you know? And not end up in the street and die somewhere.
Right.
I can think about all that.
The thing I want to tell you is that I know that the transportation in New York is great because, again, you have all these opportunities, all these ways to transport yourself around. But there's other cities in the United States that have a similar kind of system, okay? So if you're thinking that it's New York that's depressing your spirit, you might want to look at other places where you also don't necessarily need a vehicle every day, okay? So I would start to look at this and let your spirit rest on this. Now, because you already have a medical background, okay, and you've been working in that field, you could pretty much move anywhere and find a job. You already know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I was in the medical field for 21 years, and every time I moved, I had a job in 2 weeks, okay? So, again, it's okay for you to be looking into change. I'm sorry you were disappointed about this gentleman, but you made the right call because you chose to block it, at least for now. But you made that decision during a Mercury retrograde, okay? Now, Mercury's still in its shadow for 3 more weeks, and we've got 5 other planets that are retrograde right now. Could you end up revisiting the situation with this man? Absolutely. But if you do, okay, again, shield yourself just a little bit, because what happened is a lot of your vulnerability surfaced, and you were very hurt. You were very hurt. And so take your time. And from what you're telling me, at the very least, he should start any conversation he has with you in the future with an apology. Okay?
Right. I don't know what if...
Okay.
Of course. I tried to tell him that the second fight, and then I tried to tell him, just stop doing stuff that you have to say sorry for. Like, I want us to get along. Like, we're not starting on a good foot this way. And he was just like, you know, I can't tell you that I'll never do anything that I have to say sorry for. And I'm like, but you know what I mean. Like, just stop being mean and rude. I know that you're human. You're going to make mistakes, of course. But I'm just saying, like, with this arguing and short-temperedness, just control yourself. And I don't know what it means that he came back with his planets and me and his planets, if they're compatible or not or anything. But I always, you know, I always thought about him also. And I do wish that it would work out. Like, in some place it feels like we could be compatible, and I thought it meant something that he came back, but I don't know if he's going to change or if we're over or not. Like, he just doesn't seem like he cares enough change to what he is.
I don't think it's wise thing to embrace a relationship hoping the person's going to change, okay?
Right.
Number one. And number two, I have to remind you that you have a lot of planetary energy in Virgo, so you are negotiable to a certain degree, but you're coming from a place, and I want to say this kindly, but virginity. You're probably a very, very honest person, okay? And you're going to analyze things before you make a move, usually, okay? But your Venus and Mars were kissing the day you were born in Libra, the sign of peace and harmony. So at the end of the day, you want to have a weeness. You want to feel conjugal with the other person, okay, even if you're sitting across from each other having dinner. And one thing is surely true, we can't always live with everybody we love. I'm not saying that you don't love him. I'm not saying he doesn't love you. But sometimes the practical essences get in the way. And so I think for right now, with all these planets retrograde, I would be mulling this over. I'd retake your bearings. I think about where you would like to live. And if Florida is where you'd like to live, look at that too. But right now, it's time for you to get yourself where you feel whole. To come into a relationship where you've been feeling miserable for a couple of years, again, you're wanting him to make everything right. Even though if you're not doing consciously, you're doing that subconsciously. So let's get you together first with these retrogrades right now. Where else have you lived other than New York?
I never lived anywhere else. New York is where I've always lived. And he too, and he moved from Long Island, New York, to Florida, I guess, a couple of years ago, just with my dad. I just recently went to Atlanta to visit my dad, and it was nice there. I just always felt like, you know, Florida was the place, but I never lived anywhere else.
All right. Well, if you would want, like, either myself or Jacqueline, when she comes back, take a look at the places you might be compatible with. We're happy to do this. Okay, we tell our phone numbers at the end of every show. You can give us a call, and we can kind of like take a look at some of the places you might favor to kind of give you that extra boost to really investigate it. This is not the best time to make a big decision anyway with all the planets retrograde, but it's a great time for the research. So I'm going to encourage you to start to do that in your own survival fashion. Say, you know what, I don't have to stay in New York. Let me look at something else. and start to allow yourself to do a little bit of self-discovery, okay?
Yeah, I never looked into his, I'm into astrology also, I never looked into his planets or his Venus or any of that. Like, do his planets indicate anything about, like, him and why, what's going on with him and, like, if me and him are a match or anything like that?
I know, but I can't spend that much time with each caller on the show tonight, okay? So if you'd like a little bit more information, get in touch with me or call in next week because I have so many people in the queue, okay?
Oh, okay, sorry. Okay.
It's okay. All right. God bless you. Keep the faith,
thank you.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. God bless. Area code 561-541, you're on the air.
Hey, hi, Aphrodite. This is James from Miami.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
I'm okay. How are you?
Oh, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm about a 27. I like to keep it simple.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So what have you been up to? What's shaking with you?
Oh, boy. Oh, my God. Let's see. I have two areas, but I'm just trying to narrow it down here. I'm wondering if you can tell me a little bit more about my love life. I know that I have an opportunity coming up, and I don't trust myself to choose very wisely. So I'm wondering if you can give me some advice as to, you know, when opportunities do present themselves, what should I be looking for a partner?
Well, Venus, I mean, Mercury just redirected its orbit in Leo, which rules the heart. And it's actually forming a beautiful trine to your Aries sun right now, okay? Which just means that the most important thing for you is to be able to really be you, okay? Where you don't feel you have to try to people please, you don't have to try to do anything, that there's just a natural magic. You have sun, Mercury, and Venus all in Aries, the I am presence, okay? You want someone spiritual in your life, absolutely, but you also want someone who is dedicated to whatever it is they do, okay? Those two things are major, especially this year. Now, Jupiter is moving through your fifth house of romance in Miami, and it's approaching your south node, which is the empty cup of the zodiac, okay? Excuse me. So there's an old saying, you know, you have to be empty to be filled, and I think you're ready, which is nice. Mm. And the Scorpio energy is opposing your Mars, which just means you want a true level of intimacy in a relationship. You know, you also want passion, but I think you want both. And you can't settle for one or the other. It has to be together there for you.
Right.
And now, are you happy in Miami?
I am itching to get out of here.
Yep. And part of the reason for that, too, it's not, I don't know, it's just so big. It's so diverse. There's not a real sense of very strong psychic connectiveness, which you need. Your moon's in Cancer, and you've got Pluto and Saturn both in Scorpio. So for you, you want to feel the depth of your life. You like a certain amount of diversity, but that's not a deal breaker for you.
Right.
And I
right.
think you really want to get involved with somebody where you can actually find your tribe, is
mm-hmm.
what I'm getting. So I'm going to go with that.
Yeah. Yeah,
people that
true.
Are very spiritual and stuff. Now, it doesn't mean you have to necessarily leave Florida. Now, I want you to know that I was down in West Palm Beach for 20 years, and I have to tell you, there's some really cool spiritual things that go on there, okay?
Right, that's true.
So I don't know if Miami is the solution, but I feel if you like more of a tropical climate, I don't think you'd have to leave Florida itself. But I think it has to do with where you position yourself, where you are every day, and the people that you're meeting when you do decide to either orchestrate or get involved with some kind of spiritual gathering, okay?
Okay.
I think that could make you pretty happy.
Sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Mars is retrograde in your eighth house right now, and it just went back into Capricorn a few days ago where it's exalted. And what it's doing is forming like a trine to your part of fortune in your chart tonight. So I would think that you could do Florida, okay, but it seems like there may be more than one place that you could go to that you would like the climate it wouldn't be Florida, too. So I'm thinking we're in a tri-state area, maybe. But overall, as far as love is concerned, you know, you can find love anywhere.
Yeah, there's been definitely some opportunities, some of the young ladies that have come to my attention. But, you know, sometimes I just don't trust myself because I'm all about the chase. And then that wears off. And then, you know, there's the real person. And I'm like, oh, crap. So that's why I'm asking. Yeah.
I think a lot of it has to do with always being challenged to be your personal best by your partner. And I think that would work for you better than most. I think that that's where it needs to be, that they know what your dreams and your desires are, and they're behind you, and they're saying, you know what, I think you could do this. I think you could do that. You know, I think if you had someone who was maybe more of your cheerleader and also helped you to exercise your excellence, would serve you long-term for a very long period of time.
That makes total sense. Yep, that's good.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's not all about the chase.
It's about chasing the dream. I think it's more about chasing the dream than chasing the girl.
Right. That's good. That's good. That is so good. Yeah, thank you for that. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. You know, you have a stellar night, and it's always great to hear from you. Ring us back, okay?
Oh, thank you. Absolutely, I will. Thank you.
All right, God bless. All right, bye. Area code 404, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Lolita. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Lolita?
I'm doing good. Doing good. It's Sunday.
Yeah.
I tell you.
Now, do you still live in Chicago? You still live in Chicago, right? Okay.
All no, right. I'm born
Take
there, but I live in Georgia. I live in Georgia, though.
Yeah, which city?
Marietta.
That's what I thought. Okay. Great. I love Marietta. It's a beautiful city.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, there's something about it that just is so, I don't know. I just felt charmed when I was there.
Yeah, it's an old town.
Well, you've got some interesting things going on in your chart tonight, so what's your question?
Well, I didn't really have a specific, but what should I be aware of? Like, what strikes out or that should
Jupiter
be aware of?
Jupiter is sitting right on your moon in Scorpio, and your psychic abilities are so magnified, it's absolutely amazing. Neptune's in Pisces, which rules clairvoyance, sitting on your part of fortune today. You're in a grand trine in water by transit and in your chart of Marietta right now. Honey, you should be doing all kinds of cool spiritual work right now. Your chart's amazing.
Yes, awesome. Well, I do. I mean, I actually did my own intuitive reading last night, channeled somebody yesterday from the other side, and it's been very interesting since we last spoke about that, because I think you had mentioned something about that a month ago to me. So I've been kind of meditating, not kind of, but I've been sitting quiet, listening.
And I love that. Now, the moon tonight, at the time we're having this conversation, is sitting right on your Venus in the eighth house of the other side, by the way. And it also has to do with, again, being in touch with that which is invisible that many people cannot perceive. Okay? So that's a nice place for it to be tonight. So I really would spend some time sitting with yourself tonight. That could be awesome. Now, Pluto is retrograde on top of your Jupiter in the ninth house of metaphysics right now. Were you thinking of getting kind of an additional credential in your work?
Yeah, I really wanted to, you know, down the road, I really, when that time does come, get into vortex healing, do Rick Wyman's program. That's my mentor was doing that before he crossed over and was really evolved, and he was just the person that actually you know, move mountains within myself. So yeah, there was something that I've been really thinking about, but as of now, like if you're looking at now, I was looking to go into a retreat for some shamanism program and just going to more chanting events here in Georgia. I now have a little coworker, so I'm having the ability to be a little free to go to these events.
I really like that for you because you got to remember Pluto's the slowest moving planet. it had not been at this degree of Capricorn since the Revolutionary War in this country. So you've got a year and a half to consider what you want to do as far as the vortex issue. But Uranus is in Taurus retrograde right now in your 12th house, which is all about retreating. And, again, not just claiming back your spirituality, but your body. And the shamanistic energies are more earthbound. I like this for you. I like this for you very much.
That's awesome. I'm liking that, too, because I see that already happening. So I totally get what you're saying. And you said something about the physical
yes.
body, right?
Yes.
Like getting your health. Well, I'll share something really quick with you. The last 6 months, I have been doing some intense karmic contract removals, and I basically have resolved all triggers. And I just went on a keto program about 2 weeks ago, and my inner world is so clear that I have all my mentors from previous that connected with me looked at, didn't even say anything when I said hello. They were like, you have like no emotional sludge in you. And then now, you know, on top of doing the program, so no sugar in me, I'm rewiring the way I walk and see things. My body is adjusting right now, and I feel so much freedom. So I had to share that with you, that it's an awesome feeling
that.
To be where I'm at and get rid of a lot of, yeah. So I think a lot of people, when you're doing your healing work and then when you do your health aspect and getting rid of the sugar, your inner world finally matches with your outer world and everything goes at ease. Like I'm having fun on my program, actually.
Fantastic.
Yes. Thank you.
Well, I wish you all the best. I think you're on the right trail. I think it's good to have short-term goals and then long-term goals. But you seem to be creating more of a continuum, which I love for you. I love
yes.
that for you.
Yes. That's what I've been doing, yes. There's really no long-term goals. It's like, you know, I'll say this is where we're creating down the road, but I really stay present in the present moment.
And that is a beautiful thing for you to do.
Yes.
See, Saturn's going to be in
Thanks.
Capricorn now for another 2 years. It's retrograde right now. It goes direct on the 6th of September. And it's going to be passing over your suns. And so you're also going to be really donning the teacher within you. And that is going to be fabulous. That is going to be fabulous.
Awesome.
So everything you're learning now, you're going to want to share with other people even before the close of the year.
Yeah, I do that now. Like I'm like a mediator. I life coach, so I put this program together for the people that come on board. And throughout my journey, I've kind of created a way where it's more efficient. I'm all about efficiency and getting to the core. And let's just, and here's the map, and this is the direction. Are you in or are you out? I mean, yeah, and that's what I exactly do right now. I have a great group of people that I work with.
I love it.
Thank you.
Keep me posted, okay? And you have
I will,
a stellar
Thank
night.
You so much.
You're amazing.
You too.
All right, God bless.
Thank you. I'll continue listening if you can just leave me on hold.
Oh, I sure can.
Thanks.
Okay, let's see. Area code 202, you're on the air.
Hey there.
Hello.
Okay, how you doing? Hi.
Great,
can
how are you?
I'm
yes, I can hear you. You're a little muffled, but...
Oh, no, sorry about that. Is this better?
But, yeah, when's your birthday?
I think you have me. It's March 5th, 1980, Philadelphia, PA. Let me
gotcha.
Know if I'm in the system. Cool.
Yep,
and now
I got John here. And when are you? Now
I
live in Brooklyn. Okay. All right. Sorry for the distraction.
Yeah.
My black cat just decided to go get up here and join me.
Oh, I wonder
okay.
if that's a sign.
my midnight? Oh, she's magical. She is so magical. Okay.
Awesome.
See. All three of them are. And then I have two outside that I've been giving shelter to and feeding, but they won't come inside for some reason. They're still too scared.
Aw, sometimes the outdoor ones just like the outdoors. But that's nice of you to take care of them.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're getting friendlier, but they're just not quite completely sure yet because the other cats, not me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a whole other
Oh, yeah. So what's your question for me tonight?
Well, I guess I just want to check out my transits to see when some heaviness is going to be lifted. It's been, I don't know, very heavy for me the past, I guess, couple of weeks. And maybe I know my 8th house, Mercury was in my 8th house and the sun as well. So perhaps that's where some of it's coming from. But it's like I think like this kind of restlessness, but at the same time, I can't move forward. I feel like I can't move forward, and I feel like my past has been like completely burned down to the ground. So it's like, it's weird. I feel stuck in a way, and maybe it's all the retro stuff, but I figured since I'm so retro that it shouldn't be that way. So I'd love some light on the situation of whatever you see.
Well, there's a lot. You have a lot of planets retrograde in your birth chart, and there's a lot of planets retrograde now. So this is, again, mm-hmm. a time to really consider, do the research, go within for some of your answers. But you have to understand one thing. In Brooklyn, the sign of Leo is intercepted in your eighth. There's no doorway. Okay?
Mm.
And when Mars was in Aquarius, now it's retrograded back into Capricorn at the 29th degree. It was in Aquarius. Mm-hmm. So when you have an intercepted house or sign in a house,
mm-hmm.
the opposite is also intercepted. So both Mars, the planet of action, decision, and Mercury, the planet of communication, were both retrograde, both intercepted. So, of course, you couldn't find your way. And it was actually your time to be still. It was your time to be still, okay? And that's okay. And I think you tried to do that. Looking at your chart, you had that kind of second sight. And the other cool thing, though, that you need to remember is that Neptune's also retrograde, and it's sitting right on your Sun and Mercury conjunction in Pisces. So because of that, it's about you dreaming either a new dream or go back to a dream, even if it's from another lifetime, and to bring it back to life. So Neptune hasn't been at this degree of Pisces for 165 years. It's a first-time, only-time passage for Neptune with you, and it's going to be on and off that star for almost a year. Okay?
Wow.
So this is your time to create that which you can truly envision that is part of your, and what they're giving me is, it's part of your Ancient of Days. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well,
there's something that you have done in ancient times that you're going to bring back here. Yep. There's something in ancient times you've done and you're going to bring back here. And this is your time to envision it and find it. Sometimes you might find it in the silence when you're meditating. Sometimes you might just be looking on the internet or reading something, and you'll remember a place you once were and the magic of that time and what you did. And all of a sudden, you'll just see it. You have to just trust spirit sometimes. But I think you're on the trail.
Right.
I think you're hot on the trail here. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you say that because I just, you know what it is? Like, I'm such a nostalgia person, and I've always depended on that. Like, in these times, I've always been able to, you know, use my vices, if you will, and go to the nostalgic still place. But it's like there's this restlessness that won't allow me to have those things anymore or allow me to have, like, what I used to lean on and the fantasy I used to lean on. And it's just, like, such a different place. I feel like I'm just starting over. In a way, and I guess I'm looking for that to come to me, but maybe I guess what you're saying is maybe it'll come in meditation. I need to just sit in quiet and I'll get it, whatever it is, this new thing or old ancient thing.
Well, I think that the way your chart is set up, when you take in spiritual food, you feed others. Okay? And that's how I'm seeing it in the chart. I mean, you have Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn all retrograde in Virgo in your ninth house of metaphysics, okay? You're a natural minister, you're a natural teacher, you're a natural healer, you have all these things. And and for some reason, where you've positioned yourself right now, you don't feel like you can really launch there, okay?
Yeah.
Travel is the key because you have Sag rising in this chart. Okay.
Okay.
And so I think travel is the key. I think getting in touch with other people that are metaphysically involved or people that are from other countries and cultures, that have maybe had different spiritual experiences in their travels and sharing that joy of the awakening. Because I don't think your awakening is going to ever be like anybody else's. But I think that when you're around other people that have had that experience, it quickens your spirit with joy in a way that there's no other word here for that, is what I'm seeing.
Wow.
Okay?
Very cool.
So I just continue on your path. These retrogrades are going to go by one. It's like little teeny chapters, little doors that are going to be opening all the way to the end of the year with each of these retrograde planets we're in right now. And I think because of that, this is an amazing time for you with Neptune sitting on your Sun and Mercury. And you're just going to see it. You're going to call the show one day and you're going to say, oh, my God, Aphrodite, there it was.
Oh, I will call.
Truly.
You can believe that. I will call you for sure.
All right, sweetheart. Well, you have a great night and keep us informed, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless.
You too.
Good night.
Oh,
area code 415. You're on the air.
Hey, it's Jessica. I'm glad I got on.
Hi, Jessica. How you doing, honey?
Hi, good. So you have me, 716.
Yep, 77, New York, New York. Still live there?
That's right. Yes.
All righty then. So what's shaking with you, babe? What can I help you with?
Curious to see what's going to be happening for me in September. I'm going to start traveling for work. I'm planning a trip to Rhode Island, and I'm excited about it. I hope that I make money, a lot of it, when I go up there, but I'm already sort of thinking that I'm not going to, which is, I know, negative thinking. But it opens a new doorway for stuff. So just, I guess, anything related to what you're seeing in the chart with career.
Okay. Now, because you live in New York and you're going to Rhode Island, that's a local trip, right?
It's like 3.5 hours away. I don't really consider it local. I'm going to be staying over there.
Mm-hmm. Well, in astrology, the third house is a tri-state area. Ninth house is 900 miles or more. So astrologically, this is a local trip.
Right. I think it's more than 900. Oh, okay. Well, what'd you say? 900 miles is local. I think it's more than that. Well, I don't know. Okay, who cares?
So, anyway, that being said, now you have no major planetary energy except Venus moving through your ninth house right now of travel. But it's in Libra and sitting right on your Pluto. So I think you're going to be empowered by the trip, okay? Now, Venus is going to retrograde this year, too. It's not retrograde yet. And all the other planets that are retrograde are going forth one by one. But tonight, as we're having this conversation, Mercury just turned around in the heavens a little after midnight last night. It's sitting right on your natal Mercury in Leo. So if you're following your heart, you can best believe you're doing the right thing.
Okay?
And
do you think that it'll be...
At the time that you ask me the question is also important, okay? And tonight the moon is also sitting on your Neptune in Sagittarius, which is about travel and opening up your heart's new possibilities. From trying to all your Leo planets. Even though you're a Cancer sun, you've got moon, Mercury, and Saturn all in Leo. Okay? So if you follow your heart, you can usually do no wrong, by the way.
Okay. Do you think
now,
that I would be
concerned about finances?
Yeah, that's the thing, because you know, it's going to be around, probably the trip is going to probably cost me around $1,300.
Okay.
So,
and
you know,
what are you
going to
be doing there? Because Jupiter is going to your 10th house of your career. So what are you going to be doing there?
I'm going to be working with horses and doing healing work and psychic readings for the horses. And I'm going to be teaching a class about health. Healing emotional, like, blocks having to do with health.
Well, that sounds great for you. That sounds great for you. Hmm. The horse thing I can see, okay, because of your Neptune being in Sag, because Sag rules all forms of travel, including horseback. And it is forming trines to your Mercury and your vertex and your Saturn right now. So, again, I feel ultimately this is going to bear fruit for you. Because your Saturn is in the 8th house of your New York chart. And that's, again, so you're investing in yourself doing this trip. And I think it will pay off.
And you're talking about financially or just expansion? Like, I know it's kind of sort of silly to, like, focus on the finances. Okay.
See, Saturn's retrograde in your 12th house right now in Capricorn. It goes direct on the 7th of September, and that's going to be moving out of your 12th house into your first house of self-actualization. So I have a feeling that what you do in September is going to bear fruit in October, November. Yep.
Okay, yeah, because I think that I'm going to be up there actually starting on the 8th or the 9th. I'll be up there. So that's right around the time that I'm taking that trip.
I like it.
And the thought also crossed my mind because I've been reaching out to some people in Boston, which is like an hour north from there. Do you see me end up going?
Right.
Do you think that would maybe work out, that I would end up extending the trip going to Boston as well and working up there?
Yes,
well,
because
also,
Saturn's
I have a possibility of
going into your
Connecticut
first house.
Too. Okay.
Yep. I think that what's happening is, again, like I talked to you before about the tri-state area, and that's what we're talking about right now, okay? We started the reading, and at first you weren't sure what I was talking about, but again, the tri-state area, which is what you're looking at for all three of these possibilities for you to really expand the work that you do and to get the word out, because the equestrian community is very powerful and they're very united, okay?
Ooh,
so
I
think it's going to work out great.
Okay.
I think it's going to work out great. And your healing energy, especially.
Totally new. Okay, because that's what I was a little bit nervous about. Because though working with horses is new for me, I did like one horse reading to like practice, and I got information. So that's where I was like, I want to make sure I do a good job. Otherwise, like there's like a little fear, like they might kick me out of town.
I don't think you can do any wrong here. This is exactly what you wanted to do, and you're really going to feel such amazing inspiration release with the help that you're able to provide. It's going to be wonderful for you.
Oh, God. Thank you. That sounds awesome.
You.
And you gave me chills with that horse community thing. That would be so cool. I've never even dreamed of that or desired that, but since the door's been open, I'm so excited about it. It's like a whole new world with that.
Oh, yeah. I have more than one friend that I met in Florida when I lived down there that now are working with these horse farms where they're bringing in autistic children. They're even bringing in children that have Down syndrome and stuff as therapy with these horses. That if you can heal the horses and the horses can heal, I've got to tell you, honey, you're going to be really busy in the next couple of years. Really busy.
Trust me.
Wow,
I wonder if that would be a whole new area for me. I keep getting chills whenever you say the horse things. That's really interesting.
Yep.
Wow. Okay, cool. I'll keep you posted.
Yep,
thank
very
you.
Very amazing about that energy. All right, God bless you. Keep me posted, okay?
All right, bless you too. Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's see. Area code 201, you're on the air.
Hi, Aphrodite. Hi.
Hi.
This is Jackie.
Oh, it's the other Jackie.
Yeah. The January 5th Jackie.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Let me take a look here. Make sure I got you on here. All right. I think I put you in differently. Here you are. Born in London and no time of birth, right?
Right.
Okay. So what I want to do is I want to set you up at dawn. Let me do that real quick for you here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I can't relocate you without a time, so I'm just going to be looking at your nails. So we're going to be looking at the planets for you tonight. And what was your question for me tonight, Jackie?
Well, I'm doing some work on the house. On my mother's house. This is the house that I've been trying to get for several years now. And I'm doing the work because the city put a violation on the house. But I'm also trying to work through the court system to get access to the house and have it emptied out and possibly buy it or pay off the taxes or the lien. But my ultimate goal is to acquire the house. Is my work going to affect my price in a negative way? Because I don't like shoddy work, and I'm paying these contractors a lot of money, but I'm also dealing with unscrupulous siblings. See, I had to pay to get it done.
Right.
And I don't want to lose.
Right. All right, well, all the plans that are retrograde right now to do a reconstruction is totally on time, cosmically, by the way. And also, you have some very strong Virgo planets in the ninth house of God watching over you, which is why you're not afraid to step in and do some of the work yourself if you can. But I just don't think you have the skills to do that.
No, I worked around the yard.
You can already envision this house being very, very healthy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can already envision it. I know that. So for right now, because I want to just tell you something that's kind of interesting that I'm picking up in your chart, and it's the first time I've seen it tonight with all the people we were talking to. Now, Mars is normally in a sign for 7 weeks and moves on to the next sign, okay? It's not doing that this year. Mars retrograded back into Capricorn, okay, a few days ago, and it's going to go direct before the end of the month. And when it does that, it's going to move forward in Capricorn, which is always about reconstruction, and it's also about legal matters, okay? So it's happening, and then it's going to go back into Aquarius. It's going to be there all the way until November 15th of this year. Now, the Aquarian forces, okay, again, have to do with making something new, bringing it up to date, bringing it to code, okay? And it's the higher mind energy. So you need to really use your higher mind, because your moon is in Aquarius, to pick the right contractors. In other words, I would really speak in silence and say, is this the right individual to help me with my mother's legacy? Because the moon is your mother in your chart, okay? So you want to do that. And now that Mercury has gone direct as of a little after midnight, okay, last night, it's opposing and attracting to your moon right now. Now, are one of your siblings trying to work with you?
No, I don't know if my sister's going to try to do that in the end, but no, none of them are trying to work with me. And I mean, the money that I had to pay to get this work time for me to move forward, I don't want to hear anything from them, because they've allowed the property to deteriorate. I mean, before my matters is even finalized after all these years, I mean, I'm paying close to $9,000 in addition to legal fees. I want my money back.
Right. I know that.
And justice.
I know that, but it's okay, because the Capricorn plants that are retrograde right now are going to be going forward over the next couple of months, and then you're going to be able to get that done. But what I am seeing, if you're not counting on your siblings, there's got to be a soul sister or soul brother that's going to help you during this process. It shows up in two places in your chart. Very clear to me.
Say that again?
Okay.
I'm sorry, say that again?
There's like a soul sister or soul brother, somebody that is either a good friend or somebody that can help you to navigate, that you're going to be able to have a little bit of allied leadership, even if they don't benefit from it at all, because that's not what they want. They want to help you.
That's what I'm seeing. I have been seeing that.
It's going to really pay off. That's going to really pay off, because this person can envision the practicality, but also the beauty of what you're trying to do here. Oh, yes.
Right.
Oh, yes.
This
wait
person
it out.
Actually,
you plan to going forward one by one, okay? And let me just tell you something real quick here. I want Pluto to go direct, too. Let me just go back here and take a quick peek at that. All right, so by the time Pluto redirects its orbit, which is going to be September 30th. I think somewhere around mid-October, you're going to be sitting pretty, babe.
Okay. Because you know what I spoke to?
Yep.
I spoke to a neighbor who you know, she's a lawyer by profession, but she's retired. She used to be a judge. And she told me, she said, good for you. I heard you paid the taxes and that you owned the certificate on the property. And I said,
and that's the kickoff point.
Said,
absolutely.
I knew she was telling me that I could do it, you know, whereas my own attorneys are constantly telling me not to. And I just don't want to be milked by attorney fees when I could just cut to the chase.
It's all about documentation, my dear. I agree with the judge and not the attorney, because the attorney's there to take your money. Judges, they make the same amount of money no matter how they serve. Okay? So they don't have that hidden agenda.
Right?
Yeah. But I would go with the judge. I would go with confidence. I'd work your game knowing that this fall is going to bring all this to fruition. Just take your time.
So did you see my sister is there, though. And, I mean, her birthday is August 18th. I think it's 1959. She is a thorn in my flesh right now. I need her to move on. She's like squatting in the place. And she masterminded all this stuff, and it blew up on her.
Well, her birthday was yesterday, right?
Yes, and the brother who gave me a hard time, his birthday is today. Well, he's 67. I've been stuck between those two. There's another brother that can't say anything to me because he hasn't spent any money whatsoever.
Well, the sun is not forming any afflictions to your chart right now, so I think they're paper tigers. Don't worry.
Okay. So
ultimately, the legal system is going
to
support you. Don't let it get in your craw. Don't let it get in your craw.
Okay.
I would take it with a grain of salt, and I guess continue doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
All your documentation at your disposal.
Within a week and a half, it looks completely different, and I'm just on the front of the house, and trees getting taken down. And I mean, neighbors are stopping talking to me who I haven't seen in years. Like, oh, my God, we're so happy to see you. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That I'm, like, stunned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know.
Well, your support is supposed
to
be coming in. Your support is supposed to come in from other quarters because your siblings aren't there. So you're going to find that there's going to be other helpers that the divine is going to provide for you. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
So don't worry about it so much. Just continue and make sure that all the documents are at your disposal of everything you're investing, and also your time, my dear. Also your time.
Oh,
don't
definitely.
I
worked so hard yesterday. I worked from 2 to 10 last night. Cleaning up stuff right outside. The people watched me.
Wow.
I did a man's work yesterday in front of contractors. And speaking of contractors, the one that's currently doing the work, in the future, I don't think I want to use him for major work because I got a chance to see how he's doing his stuff, and I don't appreciate it. I just want to get my work done and move on from there. You know.
Absolutely.
You're working on.
Absolutely. And he doesn't have
so
to know
I
your intentions. You just want to say, oh, well, thank you very much. You know, I have to go to the next phase now. Bye.
Right.
Bye. Yeah.
But thank you.
Make it easy.
And one of my cards.
All right, God bless
my
you.
Cards
keep
that
me posted.
Always, listen, after that, one of my cards that always give us a hard time, every Mercury retrograde, something go wrong with this car. And right at 10 o'clock last night, the car stalled. Like clockwise.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. But have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much for the information and the advice. Definitely going to look forward to
changes. All right, well, you're welcome.
Changes.
God bless you.
Okay. God bless you, too.
All righty. Bye-bye. Well, I got about 6 minutes to go. I'm going to take one more. Area code 561-568, you're on the air.
Bernadette.
Hello. Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Hi.
Yes.
This is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Jacqueline,
how you doing, darling?
I'm doing okay.
Yes, I know. Great.
I just need to know what's going to come up in my horse, in my chart.
Okay, let's take a look.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's see here. All right. Okay. Ooh, look at that.
What? What do
Jupiter
I have to look forward
right
to?
Jupiter sitting right on your Mercury. Jupiter's sitting right on your Mercury. The moon is sitting right on your vertex. Venus is hanging out by your Jupiter. And the sun is kissing your south node in Leo in the first house right now. So this is a time for you to fall back in love with your life. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
What does that mean?
It's time for you to fall back in love with your life. You
love
have the
of my life?
Gratitude. I said fall back in love with your life. and to have that attitude of gratitude and know better things are coming every day. Yeah. That's where you need to be. It's nice. You get a lot of nice planetary conjunctions right now showing up here. And, of course, now Mercury's finally direct. And so that's going to put some of the things that were in delay in current time over the next 3 weeks. And then what's happening is Jupiter's going to still be hovering around your Mercury and the cusp of your fourth house of home and security, too, over the next 3 weeks. So this is a time you're going to start to feel much more secure, much more that you're getting established, and the things that you've been waiting for are ready to come to fruition.
You mean I'll be moving?
Well, you're either going to be moving or you're going to be more comfortable where you are. What's your choice?
Isolated.
You're too isolated where you are?
Yeah,
then you have
absolutely.
To move. You have to move.
Okay.
You have to move. And
okay.
And my feeling is, again, though, you have to look at the neighborhood. The community is the most important thing. So you can walk to someplace or it's very easy to get there. The transport's easy. You need to be able to open yourself up to a community that is right there, within a mile or two of you. You know, that's really where you need to be.
Yeah, I agree.
And that is going to make you happy. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. This has been almost 3 years now. Very isolated.
Yeah. We can't have this anymore. We can't have this. No.
I look forward to that.
Keep looking because I think you're really close to finding it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, love. All right. Well,
have
a
great weekend.
Night. All right.
Thanks.
You too.
Same to you.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Well, this has been the Illumination Station on Aphrodite North. Jacqueline couldn't join us tonight, but her number is 772-286-2720. I can be reached at 540-400-0110. We love doing the show for you. Thank you for listening to or participating in the Illumination Station. Have a blessed week. Talk to you next Sunday. God bless. Good night.